Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. A few days ago, we were meditating on the threats to Sunday rest. When Genesis says that God rested on the seventh day after he completed the work of creation, that's supposed to be a model for how we keep the third commandment. But notice that it doesn't say that God rested up on the first day so that he could be more effective in his work the next 6 days. No, he did his work so he could delight in the result of it. And that's what he wants us to do. Rest isn't just to recharge. Rest means to delight in the goodness of things. God wants us to work so that we can rest, so that we can delight. He wants us to work so we can delight in the goodness of things. The point is that work is for the sake of rest, not vice versa. That work is for the sake of delight. And our Sunday should reflect that priority. But for a lot of us, it doesn't. For a lot of us, instead of feeling Sunday rest, instead of spending Sunday delighting in everything that's good, we get the Sunday scaries, the dread of Monday that consumes our Sunday, and it causes us to work all Sunday getting ready for Monday. That is not what God created Sunday for. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Work is good, but it should be subordinated to rest. Work is one of God's great gifts to the human person. It's the ability to share in God's power of creation. It's a way of making the world a better place, a way of supporting your family by serving others, and a way of bringing this earth more into conformity with the kingdom of God. Saints like Jose Maria Escrivá have done a lot to show how our work is one of the primary ways to grow in holiness. But work is still secondary. It's still not the main thing. Work is for the sake of joy, appreciation, a delight in what God has done, including what He's done through you. Now, rest is the goal of everything. Work is good, but it's transitory and secondary. So if we put work first and rest secondly, then we're getting our priorities mixed up. And ultimately, we're preparing for the wrong eternity. But I think part of the problem is that we don't understand rest. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The letter to the Hebrews describes heaven itself as a kind of Sabbath rest. It is the permanent state of joy and appreciation for the goodness of God and what He's done. And most importantly, in heaven, just about all our jobs will be obsolete. We won't need lawyers in heaven, or medical doctors, or financial planners. No emergency responders, or politicians, or social workers, and no titans of industry. We also won't need jobs like mine, teaching people about God or encouraging them to pray, because everyone will know God intimately, which is the only goal of both theology and spirituality. So our lives should not be, at the end of the day, preparing ourselves for an eternity of work. It should be preparing ourselves for an eternity of rest. But the temptation is to wrongly think that rest is boring, which then leads people to this fear of missing out. Rest doesn't mean doing nothing. Rest means to delight. And heaven will be infinite and eternal delight. Delighting in truth, goodness, love, beauty. Delighting in God, delighting in the angels, delighting in people who aren't finally annoying. But the practice of delight takes, well, practice. And we'll never be ready for heaven if we don't learn to delight here. And Sunday is the day that God has given us to practice the discipline of delight. We don't want to let an attachment to work get in the way of our rest, or we'll be investing more in the temporary than in the eternal, and we'll never be ready for heaven. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
As we've said before, a temptation to idolatry is always a temptation to put something else ahead of God. And as Scripture says, idol worshippers typically worship the work of their own hands. In other words, workaholism. Where we give our lives to our work, that's always a temptation. But Sunday is our day to resist that temptation. It's our day to resist when our job or our to-do list or our ideas of perfection try to gain absolute mastery over our lives. And the Catechism puts it perfectly when it says that Sunday is a day of protest against the servitude of work and the worship of money. Isn't that a great image? Sunday is a revolutionary day. You put your fist in the air and you say, "You know what, work? You don't own me. I belong to God. And today, you, work, you can't tell me what to do." Let's make our Sundays like that. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Don't make your Sunday the day to recharge or gear up for Monday. Make sure your rest is real rest. Make sure you do things that help you delight, to appreciate life. On Sunday, don't use phrases like, I've really got to recharge my batteries for Monday. I got to rest up. I got to get energized so I can hit the ground running tomorrow. Got to put some more fuel in the tank. Do you see how those phrases imply that rest is a means to better work instead of the ultimate goal of human life? God made us for delight. Sunday is where we practice that. Don't get me wrong, work is good, but it's not where happiness is ultimately found. So keep it in its proper place, and try to keep it out of your Sabbath rest. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I love that phrase, Sunday scaries.
Why do you love it?
Because I have definitely experienced the full horror of Sunday scaries.
It's nice to have words for it, even if they're very silly words.
Yeah, it used to be many years ago, and I kind of condemned this as laziness in my youthful stupidity. But when I first came out of college, I was working as a sales rep in Detroit. And here's how the week flowed. Monday was the day to get organized and get your appointments lined up for Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Friday morning was the day to tie up things from Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And Friday afternoon was the time to gear down. And I used to think that was just laziness.
Interesting.
And I can too easily fall into the trap of, I'm going to hit the ground running hard on Monday morning, and I'm going to work right up until 5 o'clock on Saturday.
Yeah.
Which then I'm just crushed on Sunday.
We're giving more than we have.
We're giving more than we have.
And I think a lot of this just comes from, because when you talk about the fear of laziness there, I feel like that's the perspective most people have, but it's just a fear in general, and it's just a general anxiety, but we think it will be solved if we then give more and more and more, and we utilize all of our time, including Sunday, but it's just kind of a snowballing fear and anxiety, completely separate from how productive we're actually being.
What do you think is at the root of this fear and anxiety that leads us to this hyper-productivity?
Two things, I suppose. I guess it's that we don't necessarily trust God and we put our identity into what we earn. So if you don't believe that your identity is in God, then you have to work really, really hard to maintain your own identity and to make yourself worthy of something.
Wow, that is not where I thought you were going. That is extremely insightful. That, I do believe, is what drives our anxiety. It's pride. Pride in the form of trying to find our identity, our self-worth, our value in some achievement, so that if we fail, we die.
And we've built a culture around that. I was talking to a friend in New York who said the biggest aspect of their culture was just that if you're not working yourself to death, you're not a productive member of society. If you're not barely sleeping, if you're not working way more than you should and way more than you have to, if you're not giving more than you have, you're not a New Yorker. But it's a really sad rat race that we've created, because then we impose it upon others because we want to meet it ourselves. I don't know, we just create such a vicious cycle of work for the sake of work, because work is morality.
And work is our identity. Work is our value.
Yeah.
This is spiritually devastating. Which brings us to then, what is the purpose of life? The purpose of life is not working so that you can create your identity. The purpose of life is delight. God created us for delight.
Mm-hmm. Would you say, is this how you'd phrase it? That he created us to delight in us and for us to delight in him?
You're on the right path. God created us for rest.
Mm.
We've got rest all screwed up.
Mm-hmm.
Rest doesn't mean vegging out mindlessly.
Mm-hmm.
Rest doesn't mean recharging for our work. Rest means to delight in four things. To delight in the goodness of God and all that he's done. That's number one. To delight in the people that he's placed in your life.
Mm-hmm.
To delight in all the good things of creation, and to delight in the people who have no one to delight in them.
Mm.
And what do we mean by delight? Delight means to find the pleasing or the good aspects in those things and appreciate them.
This will always remind me of last year when we were in France and you were giving a talk to a French church of people who mostly spoke French, and you had two translators. And when you came up to the point where you said delight, and you kept saying delight with this very specific connotation, and they both just kind of turn and look at each other in like deep fear and like discussing, like trying to find a word that would match that, because it really does have so many layers of meaning. And it's not enough to say joy. It's not enough.
Yes.
It's not what we think it means. And it was really, really funny watching them. poor Brother David. We love Brother David. He did as well as he could, but
it illustrates...
It's a complex word.
But it also illustrates that we don't have a clear vision for the purpose of life.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, I think this is in itself a revolutionary concept that you don't... I was getting ready to cuss, but we had that whole this whole series of meditations.
I see how it is. You can tell me later.
We're not supposed to work our tails off so that we have value. So that we work so hard and then we die, and God says, "Thank you for working so hard."
Uh-huh.
This is the problem with the phrase, the misinterpretation of the phrase, "Well done, good and faithful servant."
Uh-huh.
This is we're misunderstanding this.
Mm-hmm.
We are supposed to fulfill our mission. It will require work and effort and toil, especially in a fallen world.
Mm-hmm.
But the goal isn't work. The goal is to celebrate the goodness of who God is, the goodness of who we are.
Mm, celebrate is a good word. I think two causes of this failure to celebrate now, it's actually a very cyclical cause. It's kind of interesting. I feel like a lot of people think at first that there's nothing to celebrate.
That's one problem.
But the reason we think there's nothing to celebrate is because of the second thing. We don't celebrate. And if you don't take time to recognize what you have, you don't think you have anything. You don't think you're doing good work if you never step back and look at what you've done. The amount of times I've spent hours on, say, like a piece of art, like drawing, and you get so close to the project that it doesn't matter how much work you put in. You're just working and it's not beautiful to you. And then a couple days later, you come back to that project and you look at it and it's just wonderful and you see the beauty. But if you just drew and drew and drew and then put it away, like some people do, if that becomes their career, you can just start working and working and working and you never step back and see that there's a beautiful piece of art there.
That's so well put. people don't think there's anything to celebrate because they don't practice celebrating.
Mm-hmm.
That's so well put. This is the whole purpose of Sunday. Sunday is the day for the discipline of delight.
Yeah.
Where we practice celebrating all the good in our life. Which means if you're so wiped out from the week, you're not going to be able to celebrate.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
And if you're overwhelmed by the Sunday scaries,
mm-hmm.
then you're not going to be able to celebrate.
I had the biggest struggle yesterday. We're recording this on a Monday, and yesterday for me was Sunday. And I realized how poorly I've been spending Sundays. And you wouldn't think yesterday I might have seemed very tired when you saw me. But I was really, really striving to actually put it into practice because I'd been so busy all week that the thought of rest felt wrong to me. Where I was like, I was in my house and I was like, I could make tea and just do my meditation and maybe write and play some music. No, I can't do that. I've got to get busy. I've got to do other things. I can't just relax in those things. And I was averse to doing the things that I really wanted to do because I often put them in the wrong place where I'll procrastinate by playing music or I'll spend too much time on those things when I should be working.
Yep.
But then when it comes back around for time to actually rest, resting feels wrong.
Again, this is why God has created an order to help us, giving us Sunday, but then also encouraging us to have a rule of life,
mm-hmm.
which helps us to live Sunday better.
But it did remind me that I think I need to actually cut out time to rest during the week as well, because
that's our rule of life.
Yeah.
Rule of life, the most important thing to put into a rule of life first is the rest.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of big topics here. For me, I can tell you we're going to come back to this idea of the discipline of delight often because this is how we get ready for heaven. But for everyone listening into this conversation, I want you to really think about how can I make my Sunday a day of really celebrating what God is, the goodness of God, the goodness of the people in my life, the goodness of creation, and the goodness of those who have no one to delight in them. I can tell you, and I'll end with this, that by no stretch of the imagination do we do this perfectly, but I have really delighted in that every Sunday we get together as an extended family.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's easy to delight in that because we have Cormac and Elliot, and they're kind of hilarious.
But I delight in you on Sundays.
I guess I was there too.
Yeah, you're part of my delight. Well, let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, the rosary, and let's be apostles of delight. Share this with others.